Hi, my name is Jennifer Hancock. I am the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and the author of several books about humanism. Today, let's talk about living ethically. Doing the right thing is a choice you make every day, multiple times a day. Humanism is a choice. So let's talk about that choice. The first choice you need to make is to decide to be ethical. If you haven't given any thought about what sort of person you want to be, your decision-making is going to reflect that lack of thought. Often what happens is that people just do what they think is right in the moment without giving any thought to the larger scheme of the arc of their lives. What sort of person do you want to be? And that's different from what sort of work do you want to do? I gave a talk one time to a group of athletes at a college. I was asked to give a presentation on decision-making to help them make better decisions about drugs and sex and relationships and so forth. And there were kids in that room that said, why should I give this any thought? Why can't I just go along and enjoy life and not think about what sort of person I want to be? I'm enjoying my life right now. I'm playing the sport I like. I'm in college. I have friends. Why should I give this any thought? And I thought to myself, this is a person who's going to have a midlife crisis someday. Like, I never had a midlife crisis because I did this thinking when I was younger, and I continue to do this thinking as I get older, and I continue to reflect on who I am as a person and whether or not I'm living up to the ideals I want to have. As a result, I haven't had a midlife crisis, and I'm 51 now. I should be having one any moment, but I'm not because I feel very comfortable with who I am and how I am because I've been doing that thinking all along on whether or not I want to be an ethical person. What sort of person, what sort of human being do I want to be? There's this famous saying, the unexamined life is not worth living. And I totally agree with that. I don't see how people, to me, not thinking about who you want to be and how you want to be means you're just muddling through life as best you can, moment to moment. You have no plan. You have no plan. Maybe your plan is to get a car or to get a job or whatever, but that's not a grand plan. That's just muddling through from thing to thing. That, to me, at that point, how do you define success? How do you know whether your choices are leading, going to help you get more of what it is you want if you don't even know what it is you want out of life in the big scheme of things? So to live ethically is about more than just deciding to be ethical. It's about deciding the sort of person you want to be and the sort of impact you want to have on others and how you define success. In addition to thinking about whether or not you want to be an ethical person, and most people are going to respond to that question with a yes, you also need to think before you act. Now that you've figured out what it is you value and what it is you care about and what sort of person you want to be, the next thing you have to do is think about your actions. Is this choice going to reinforce and lead me to where I want to go or not? Wouldn't it be better to make that choice? If you have a goal in mind and you're actively doing things to prevent yourself from getting there, that's not what my dad would call BRITE, right? Smart people have decided who they want to be, what sort of human being they want to be. Are they going to be an ethical person, or are they going to be a jerk, or are they going to just blindly go through life hoping for the best? Having made that choice, they also start to consciously think about how they act, because how they act impacts whether or not they're going to be successful with their goals. After that, but that's not enough, because sometimes even with the best intentions, we sometimes do bad things. So what do we do when we make mistakes, when we don't live up to our ideals, when the outcome of our actions was bad or negative? Well, for me, this is a process. It's a practice. It's not about the end goal as much as it's about the way I get there. All roads lead to the cemetery. let's be honest, we're all at some point going to die. That's the only thing that's certain. What's not certain is how we get there. And so to me, this is a practice about how I want to live rather than what I want to do with my life on the way there. I have a lot of those goals. Those to me are tertiary goals. My primary goal is how do I want to live my life? What sort of person do I want to be? My secondary goals are what is going to help me accomplish those first goals. And then the tertiary goals, the third level goals are today I want to go to the pool and I want to go to this, you know, protest, or I want to do these vlogs to help other people accomplish the things that I want to accomplish, because that's my secondary goal that leads to my primary goal, which is to be a good ethical person. So when you have these problems that inevitably crop up in everybody's life, what I do is I strive to do and be better by fixing my mistakes. I acknowledge I made a mistake. I screwed up. The outcome wasn't what I intended or hoped, or maybe it was and it turned out to not be a good thing. That happens too. I commit myself to doing better next time, and in the meantime, I try to fix the mistake if it's at all possible. I make amends if it's possible. Not always possible. And when it's not possible, strive to do and be better next time. That's what learning is about. I'm not a static person. I make mistakes. And from those mistakes, I hope to learn. So when people criticize me, and they do, I try to take from that something I can learn from. Was there something I did that was inconsistent with my values or not? I don't know. Maybe there was. But sometimes they're not. Sometimes the person's just a troll, and I learn that too, and I learn not to pay much attention to the trolls. And trolls, I don't have a lot of trolls. I've had trolls, they don't stick around too long. Anyways, the point is, decide to be ethical, think before you act, fix your problems, and commit to doing better next time. That is how you live ethically. If you want to learn more, I have several tools. One is a course called Living Made Simpler, where we talk about humanist ethics, we talk about critical thinking, we talk about personal responsibility, and we talk about combining all that into your daily life so that you can be the person that you know you want to be. Another course, that's a 6-hour course, but if you don't have 6 hours, I also have a 1.5-hour program called Planning for Personal Success, which really dives into the critical thinking aspect of living ethically. I also have a short book called The Humanist Approach to Happiness that talks about decision-making in the context of ethics so that you can make better decisions for yourself and cope more effectively so that you can live ethically and successfully. See you online.